Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
And off we go here, 4 o'clock. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park, where tonight the Padres will look to wrap it up, looking to clinch a postseason berth if they can beat the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. That will happen. By the way, no scoreboard watching tonight because it's not like somebody else can lose. There's only two other games in all of baseball, and neither of them really involve the playoff picture. I think one is Braves and Nationals, maybe, and the other is Cardinals, Giants. All those teams are out of postseason consideration. So
I missed a lot yesterday. The Giants are now out now?
Yeah, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers.
I knew that, but
so that took them out of it. They might be, you know what, mathematically they might be. Yeah. I think they're 5 or 6 games behind the Mets.
But it's not looking likely.
So they're pretty much out of it. The I know the dumper there, hit number 58. Cal Raleigh keeps on swinging for the Mariners. They swept the Astros. So they went 3 games up in the West.
Ooh, that's a tough and place to be in for being if you're an Astro fan.
Yeah, the Astros actually the two teams that there's 3 teams. There's 3 teams that have been in the playoffs pretty much all year that are now in grave danger of missing the playoffs.
Mm.
One of those is the Astros. They're currently tied with Cleveland for the final spot. The other team that is in grave danger of missing is Detroit.
Detroit?
They're only 1 game ahead of Cleveland and Houston. If both those teams pass Detroit, the Tigers would miss it. And then the third team is the Mets, who have fallen back into a tie with the Reds for the NL's final playoff spot. The other team still alive there is Arizona, 1 game back. So there's going to be some really exciting baseball, you know, the rest of this week. Hopefully the Padres will render all of that stuff moot and just win tonight and reserve their spot in postseason play. A couple of updates Graby had on the lineup tonight, which is without both Fernando and Ramon Laureano. Laureano, scheduled day off.
Yes.
So that was happening regardless. Fernando, feeling a little under the weather.
Yes.
Not going to likely play tonight.
Yes.
Illness, they say, but whatever that means. He's not playing because he's not feeling 100%.
Which I'd rather him feel 100% at the end of the week than today.
Anything can happen to anybody until next Tuesday. Then next Tuesday, you know, everything resets and away we go with the wild card round of the playoffs. So the lineup tonight has a rise at the top. And Machado, Merrill, Sheets, O'Hearn, Cronenworth, Bryce Johnson starts, Iglesias at short, Diaz catching, Pivetta, and Xander Bogaerts working out, but probably taking at least another day before they bring him back.
He was on the field doing field work, but obviously not in the lineup, no moves yet. So.
All right, so you're up to date on all of that. Padres did take 2 out of 3 over the weekend from the Pale Hose.
And now, have you heard that one for a while? I bet you haven't heard that one for a while.
I've never heard that
Never
one.
Heard Pale Hose for White Sox?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Pale Hose. Yeah, that's one of the ones. Anyway.
You know, there's two ways that we could think about this whole White Sox thing.
Okay.
We could say, hey, Major League Baseball team, you got to beat every single team. Or you could say, oh, the Padres hung around a little bit too much with a terrible team.
Well, they beat a series from an American League team, which is something they really haven't been doing much of.
So then
year.
We should celebrate.
So I'll take that one. All right, let's go to play some trivia, Scrabe.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The prize. You'll be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on January 30th, a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, a Vibe VIP package, and a $100 gas card. The Eagles have added 2026 shows to the band's residency at Sphere in Las Vegas on Friday, January 23rd, the 24th, 30th, and 31st. Residency now features a total of 48 shows through Saturday, January 31st of 2026. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
It's a great prize. Not only the Eagles, a lot of people like to watch and see in concert, but you get to go to the Sphere, which is really worth seeing.
Yes, yes. Is it Eagles only? Is it the Eagles or Eagles? Because I was looking
Eagles.
Earlier today.
No, the Eagles.
But they're all marketing their things as Eagles.
Well,
and when you look on YouTube, it says Eagles.
It does. You're right. Let's go with that. Eagles.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're not the. No the.
They sound
the
a lot better as the Eagles.
They're not. They're Eagles. No, that's good. I think everybody miscalls them the Eagles.
Yes, I was confused myself. Right. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. All right, let's go to our first contestant, Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hello.
Are you ready to play, sir?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good All luck, right. sir. Good
Here
luck
go.
To Peter out there. Here we go.
Question Thanks. Number one. Which Canadian city is the only to currently have a Major League Baseball franchise?
Regina, Saskatchewan. Oh, it's not my turn.
Sorry. Toronto.
Toronto. Oh, what did you just say?
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you worried?
Yeah, I heard some other word.
You did it?
Yes. All right, Peter. Toronto is the correct answer. Question number two. Which Padres hitter this season has hit the most home runs at Petco Park?
Good question. I'm just going to have to go with Manny Machado.
Manny Machado. Stay there, Peter.
Manny.
Stay there, Peter.
Really?
Really?
I was going to guess Manny. Seems like he's hit the most. How about Gavin Sheets?
Sheetsy.
Been the answer to a lot of these questions.
Derry Bonds.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you're still alive, Peter.
You're still alive, Peter. Who was it?
Fernando Tatis
yes,
Jr.
Really? Fernando.
And in my research, did you know this? This is my note for the day. Yeah. Did you know Ramon Laureano has hit 9 home runs as a Padre this year, and only one of those has been at Petco Park? Mm. Kind of random, right?
A little random, but you know, next week we're going to be in Chicago, so I don't care.
That's why I don't care either.
Not at the moment.
All right, Peter, you are moving on to question
number 3. Chance for the win here, Peter.
3.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. All right, let me get a difficult one. Ah, here's a difficult one.
A difficult one.
3 Padres starting pitchers have struck out 10 or more batters in a game this season. Dylan Cease is one of them. Name the other 2.
10 or more batters.
10 or more batters. Dylan Cease is 1. Need the other 2.
Whew, boy.
Pivetta.
Okay.
And, gosh darn it. Just Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish.
Goes with the Darv.
Stay there, Peter.
Yeah. I there's only been six or seven guys that have started a game, so there's not a lot of options here. I don't think King, although King, man, he, that one game against the Rockies, I think he struck out 12 early in the season. I'm going to say King, and I don't know why I think this, Steven Kolek. This is my second
I mean,
guess.
He did have a...
I thought he had one, but I'm probably giving it to Peter here.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
I missed
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean to do that.
Peter, you won.
Peter, you are the winner.
Oh, my God. I thought I had it.
Oh, man. I don't know why. I thought you had it, too, because Nick Pivetta has done it three times this year.
And it was King the other
and
one?
And King was the other one.
I don't
but
know
Kolek
why.
But Kolek is actually a really interesting guess.
I don't know, I had a weird thought of Kolek. Well, that's good for you, Peter.
Stay there, Peter.
Stay on the line. You have won today's trivia game, and you're going to have a chance to go see... Eagles. Yes.
You know, my aunt, unfortunately.
At Sphere in Las Vegas.
Yes, my aunt, she unfortunately passed away from cancer, but she used to say this to me all the time. Why do you Southern Californians call freeways, or say freeway with the in front of it? Because it's not the five, it's five. It's 805. It's not the 805.
That's what yeah, she used I think to that's, tell you all the time. Aunt, what's her name? Aunt?
Teresa.
Yeah.
Remember, she passed away. So.
Oh, God love her. God love her.
I was going to say,
Teresa.
Before you disparage her.
Yeah, I'm not going to disparage her. I you know, I grew up in the in L.A. area where the freeways are not called by number.
What are they called?
Harbor Freeway.
That's weird.
Santa Ana Freeway, Santa Monica Freeway.
That's
Golden
weird.
State Freeway. So, to me, that was an adjustment moving to San Diego and having it be just the five. I do believe the five has a name down here. But I don't
it's
know what
Golden
it is.
It's the Golden State Freeway.
No, it's okay, but the Golden State Freeway becomes the Santa Ana Freeway in Orange County, the five. But what does it become down in San Diego? The 805 Freeway is also called the Inland Freeway. The 163, I believe, is called the Caballero Highway or something like that.
The 163 should be called Never Go This Way.
Okay. The 8, I think, is the Alvarado Parkway or something. Anyway, they do have names. They just don't use them here.
Brandon says 94 is the Martin Luther King Freeway.
That is that actually, there's a sign for that. But the other ones don't even have signs to indicate their names.
So and people are... saying that's crazy that you don't say the before the freeway name.
Yeah, but you can't
say 15
that.
Is Ted Williams.
Is it?
But no, Tony Gwynn also has it.
There's an exit for Ted Williams Parkway.
Tony Gwynn also has a stretch of freeway
yes,
that he's
there's a
named
stretch
after.
For Tony. You have to find one of those atlases or maps that actually list the names of those freeways.
Ooh, part of the 8 is the Kumayaya.
Wow. Well, okay. Easy for you to say. We have a minute here.
Oh, Ted Williams is the 56.
Right. Thank you. Good call by that chat.
That would be K-Laws.
15 still looking for a name, but I'm sure there is one.
15 is still looking for a name.
We have a second, so let's stop with this and let's put this in.
Whoa.
I said before we have 2 tickets to give away to Friday's Padre Diamondback game.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now.
Whoa.
I say 833-288-0973. First person with the correct answer will go see the Diamondbacks and the Padres on Friday. 2 tickets to the game. With the Brewers in town, though, I came up with this question. There are 2 players in Major League history that have 5 hits in a World Series game.
Wait, say two players.
Two players in Major League history
have 5 hits
have
in 5 one
hits
single game.
In one single World Series game. Only 2 guys have ever done it. Albert Pujols is one.
Wow.
The other is a Brewer. 833-288-0973. First person with the correct answer. Dial in. Scraby will go to you. Don't ask him what's the question. Just have the answer ready.
What's the question?
Yeah. If you get it, you go to the Padre D-backs on Friday. We'll check traffic while you call in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations to the very young sounding Joe out there.
I don't think you should have said that.
Why? Joe has a voice.
I believe she.
She. See?
See, this is why you shouldn't say
that's
anything.
That's why I should have said that. You said Joe. I thought, oh.
J-O.
J-O. All right. Congrats, J-O.
We took lots of calls.
We
and
did.
Joe was the only one who got
Joe's the only
answer.
One. Yeah, we usually get those answers pretty quick, but it took a while to come up with Paul Molitor, the Hall of Famer for the Brewers, had five hits in Game 1 of the 1982 World Series for Milwaukee. Albert Pujols, 2011 against Texas, the only other player to have a five-hit World Series game.
Man.
There's been a lot of World Series out, you know, over the time.
I mean, five hits in a major league game.
It's a lot.
Not even...
But you would think in a World Series it happened maybe more than twice. There was a fun little story about the Paul Molitor five-hit game. I was living in my fraternity back then in the college days.
Wow.
And one of my fraternity brothers, a guy by the name of Jim Haas, called him Jimbo.
Of course you did.
Of course we did. Jimbo came walking in the door before the game with a kind of a forlorn look. And we all said, "What's the matter, Jimbo?" And he goes, "Well, I put $10 in for one of those pools where you pick a square and then the number has to add up for both sides."
Yes.
And we said, "Oh, well, what numbers did you get?" And he goes, "I got 0 and 0. And we're like, "Wow, that's not good for a baseball game. The only score you can have is 10-0, unless it's 20-10, which is probably not going to happen."
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, if you look up Game 1 of the 1982 World Series, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cardinals 10-0.
Wow.
Jimbo Haas cashed in.
That is a lucky day.
That was a lucky day.
That was a lucky day.
But that was also the day that Paul Molitor had five hits. So Joe, J-O, is the winner on that one. Good job, Joe. Congrats. Sammy's coming up. Sammy Lev. At about an hour or so.
Well, there was a little bit of trash talking going in between us this morning.
You and Sammy Lev?
Yeah, we're playing
well,
each other.
Well, you guys
in
have your big fantasy game. Sam's... well, let's catch people up. Tony's 3-0. He's already advanced to 3-0.
Oh, he's already won his game.
I believe he's already won his game. I have a chance, pretty good chance, I'd say, unless, you know, Zay Flowers doesn't show up. I need 11 points between he and the Lions kicker. So I think I'm going to, you know, you never want to say it because you don't want to jinx it. But
yeah,
looks like I'll get to 3-0. And then you are trying to stop Sammy Lev from getting to 3-0. You need a lot of points, but you have a lot of people.
I'm down 42 points, right. But I have one of the... If there was anybody I would feel comfortable with, I have that guy, and that's Lamar Jackson.
Yes, he's got to be good for 15 to 20 at
least. And I got
least.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's got to be good for 15 to 20.
And I got Laporta.
Yeah.
He's not great, though.
I like your chances.
Me too.
I think you'll win, but we'll see. Sammy Lev will be focused on Padre baseball tonight, as will all of us. Padres beat the Brewers. They go to the playoffs. And I'm going to keep saying this because I want to remind everybody. It's only the ninth time in 57-year history. We don't get this guaranteed to us all the time.
No.
It will be the fourth time in 6 years. But think about that. The previous 51 years, Scraby, that's a lot of our lives.
That is.
Only five playoff bursts for Padre baseball.
I've been getting a lot of pushback from fans, not pushback, but support from fans.
Okay.
About how we are trying to make this a big deal because it is a big deal. There are a lot of fans.
Oh,
that
they're
are,
saying we're making too big of a
no,
deal.
No, no, no. They're oh. saying we're making a big
right
enough deal about
deal.
This because
okay, I think we should.
Five playoff appearances in 51 years.
Yeah.
And there are still people out there that think this team is awful and they claim to cheer for this team. Like, this is the best this team has ever been in franchise history.
And that's what I keep trying to say. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't get frustrated and complain like everyone
we
else.
We all do.
But I do try to keep this in perspective. They are on, you know, a great run in that regard. And you and I both, during this very month, have received texts and tweets saying, you guys got to shut up because this team isn't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that a bunch this month. So,
which I don't understand.
You know,
I don't understand and I'll never understand because I can't get in that mindset, but... Maybe that's their way of coping. My way of going into the playoffs, Chris, and yes, they still have to clinch a playoff spot. Right. That is not lost on me. But my way of going into playoffs is just hope for the team to show up and be the team that
what,
we know
when they
can
get to
be.
Chicago next year?
Yes. That's yeah, all. I'm not going to go into it thinking,
you don't have
oh, they're going to be terrible.
You don't have a lot of time, man. You have two games. You got to hope you play well. You hope you pitch. You know, your guys have good games on the mound. You keep them close, you win in the bullpen, and, you know, you get some power. Because, you know, it's hard to score runs in the playoffs. But that's next week. I'll worry about that then. I do like the fact that if the Padres beat the Cubs, which is who they're likely going to play, I like the fact that the Brewers would be next. Because the other choice is for the Phillies or Dodgers to be next. And I just assume play the Brewers, even though they have the best record this year. They don't have anywhere near the playoff experience of the Phillies or the Dodgers. They just don't.
No.
So, but, you know, you can't get ahead of yourself. I can. You know, like I can look at it and go,
yeah,
okay, we
got
to play the Cubs, then we're going to have to beat the Brewers. Padres can't do that. They have to take care of their business, and hopefully that starts tonight. Fernando, 150 career homers last night.
It's pretty awesome.
All right. Dave Winfield, number five on the all-time Padre list. I think when it's all said and done, you're going to get Fernando Manny 1-2, aren't you? Unless they... I mean, Fernando's going to catch Nate Colbert also.
Yeah.
So, and Adrian Gonzalez. So it'll be those two at the top.
It will be.
I think when it's all said and done. Luis Arraez, 350 during a 10-game hitting streak. You know, you guys think what you want of him, but... I would like to see him be hot right now.
Me too.
I mean, this is if he's going to contribute, he's going to contribute getting hits. He had a key RBI the other night in a victory. Two-out RBI single. You get his bobblehead tonight. Do with it what you want.
I will take one home, Chris.
I know you'll take it home. I think some people, if he flies out to left field again, will throw it against the wall.
No, this is, you know, I couldn't believe it how many people took home the Dylan Cease bobblehead, even though they told me he's awful.
Oh, I know. It's quite amazing what they say until the moment is at hand.
Why are they even giving him one? He stinks.
Yeah. We did say this, but we'll mention it again. 178 victories between last year and this year, most ever in back-to-back years for Padre franchise. And this will be only the second time ever that they make the playoffs back-to-back. years. That didn't go well, by
Wait,
the way.
Say
the
that
first
one more time.
They've only made the playoffs in back to back seasons once before.
So they made it in 2022. They did not make it in 2023.
Right. So this will be back to back years.
I didn't realize that.
When they clinch, I'll say it positively.
When they clinch, confirmed
comes from the soccer term for making it into the playoffs. Our SDFC guys were confirmed into the postseason, so
we were using that
as a fun way to refer to it. Yeah, the only other time back-to-back years, 05 and 06. And,
did they play the Cardinals in both of those years?
And they lost both. So
that's a tough draw.
That's back then.
That was when the Cardinals were like...
Pretty good Cardinal team. That's the only time they've ever been back-to-back, so they can accomplish that if they win tonight as well. We haven't lost sight, if you're just tuned in. We had Kirk Kenny on early. We did talk about that great Aztec win. And I don't think it's being homer to say that. It was a great win. You can't look at 34-0 in any other way than that. They played well. They deserved to win 34-0 if you watched it. They were dominant up front. Their coverage was fantastic in the secondary. They made plays in the pass game. They ran it. The quarterback was efficient. The kicker... knocked in a couple of, I mean, everything.
Yeah.
So give them the credit that they deserve.
It was a full dominant team win.
Yeah, for playing a really good game against a Cal team that was 3-0 and now is 3-1. Aztecs go to Northern Illinois next. I was there for an Aztec game earlier in my tenure.
Was that when Jimmy G,
No.
Is Jimmy G in Northern Illinois?
No, he's Eastern Illinois. Northern Illinois had a really good wide receiver on that team, and he went to the NFL, and I kept drafting him
in fantasy.
And he never amounted to too much.
He was a Lion.
And I can't remember this guy's name. You used to give me a hard time for always drafting him.
Oh, I know.
And I said,
he's really good.
But I don't remember. Do you remember this guy?
Kenny Golladay.
There he goes. Golladay, yeah. I think he went to Northern Illinois, yeah. I always got Golladay, and you're like, why are you getting Golladay?
Well,
and I said, because he's good.
He had one good year.
Yeah, he never really was amounted to too much. But yeah, the Aztecs go to Northern Illinois this weekend, and good luck there. USD had a nice football win. Let's give them a shout out. Down 35-7, they come back and win at Princeton. Nothing wrong with coming back from four touchdowns behind.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And SDFC ended up with a tie against Atlanta. So they're still on top, although their lead is shrinking a little bit in the West with a few games to go. Anything I missed, Scraby?
Break.
You called it.
Big Five next.
All right, we got the Big Five coming up. Scraby, set that up for us. Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park. Crisello here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres Brew Crew tonight. And a chance for the Padres to clinch a playoff berth with a victory. So we're pretty excited about that. Sam Levitt's got the pregame show an hour from right now. Don't forget this Friday, Scraby and I will be down at Baja Rick's.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live right there next to the ballpark. I believe it's on the 6th Avenue side over there, right? 7th Avenue.
I'm not good with street numbers.
I know, me
names.
Neither. It's on the west side of the stadium, okay?
The west side.
Yeah, if you know that, but
it's
Baja Rick's is, you know, it's right next to that Omni Hotel.
Yes.
Is that a good way to explain it?
Yes, it is. It's right at the entrance of the gas lamp.
Yes. So anyway, come down to Baja Rick's. We're going to have all kinds of goodies to give away. Machado, Tatis, signed baseballs, tickets to games. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Santo Tequila. Baja Rick's will have a special game day menu. Braden and the crew will be broadcasting prior to our show. So get down there early for a little party on Friday. Now, you ready?
Yes, we're going to have to do traffic after the Big Five.
Well, let's get to the Big Five because I can't wait any longer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, guys, for today, the Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. All right, we got a lot going on in the Big Five, so I'm not going to waste any time like I usually do.
Number five.
And we'll get right into it, because Adrian Morihone has been absolutely vital to the Padres' success this season. He earned his 20th hold and 13th win over the weekend. The 25-year-old lefty boasts a 2.04 ERA, 0.89 whip, over 70 2/3 innings and 72 appearances. He also ranks 5th in batting average allowed, including a 217 mark against right-handers, and 3rd in pitches per inning, which comes out to, if you round up, 14 pitches per inning. He has stranded, last stat, he has stranded 40 of 45 inherited runners, and the only that is higher is Ben Kasparius, who has...
with a better ratio.
Yeah, better ratio.
Okay.
So, Chris, you're up first here.
Yeah.
Could Adrian Morihone be the MVP of Padres pitching this year?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think Pivetta's probably your MVP. If you're going to choose that award. But Morihone has been valuable, right? Valuable is, part of the equation here. And, I was thinking about this as you were just talking. We have been kind of, on the case of Mike Schilt, recently, especially for managing like it's postseason and going to his bullpen in the third inning and then the fifth inning and it,
Ain't no we. I hope you're talking about you too.
Yes, me and Scraby.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, no, Tony would never. But anyway, I think it's me representing a lot of other fans who have been critical of it. But here's the point I wanted to get to. There's a good reason for doing it in the sense that you have Adrian Morihone to bring in. There's a reason why Schilt feels so comfortable taking his starter out, one out away from a win, because Adrian Morihone is going to get that last out, probably pitch another inning or two, and as it turns out, he'll end up getting the win. In fact, his 13 wins are easily the record
all time for a Padre reliever. I think the previous high was 11, so he's got 13. He's been tremendously valuable, and get used to him. If I was the Cubs, I would be looking at nothing but film of Adrian Morejon, because you're going to see a ton of him in this playoff series and hopefully beyond.
All right, Tony, could Adrian Morejon be the MVP of Padres pitching this year?
If that was actually an award, yes, he would probably be the MVP of the pitchers. I probably agree with Chris. It's probably Pivetta as a starter. It's hard to be an MVP of anything coming out of the bullpen, because you're only, you know, subject to those particular appearances, as opposed to a starter who's going to make, you know, especially a guy like Pivetta who's made so many starts and so many of them have been after losses, and he's been that guy all year. But Adrian Morejon certainly has, I think, a legitimate case for the best bullpen arm, period, you know, throughout Major League Baseball. That's how good he has been this season. I mean, lefties, righties, they're all hitting like 179 against him. He's got an amazing repertoire that he can use. And I'm happy for Adrian because of the kind of process he had to go through to get here. I mean, he was a starter, Tommy John, comes back, and it seemed like every year would start off going well, and he'd get injured or something would pop up. This has been a complete year for Adrian, and he deserves all of the kind of notoriety he's getting this season because of how well he's pitched.
And he has also had his name pronounced and mispronounced 18 different ways wrong all year long. It's either Adrian
this
or Adrian.
No, this goes back to like 2 years
goes back
ago,
and forth,
where
right?
All of a sudden some people were saying Adrian and
yeah.
Some people were saying Adrian.
Listen, I heard his fiance, his wife, call him Adrian.
That's good enough
Adrian.
For Al.
Yeah,
so,
that's good enough for
that's,
me too.
I'll leave that to
scans. Adrian.
Adrian. His name, if you want to say it like correctly, it's very hard for me to pronounce.
Yeah,
so
well, whatever his name is, they can't hit him, and that's really good. Good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four.
All right, guys. The next four are going to be football. And this one is going to be, you know, about the NFL and the tush push. Because it's once again in the spotlights after refs failed to call a false start on a tush push yesterday.
After they were told to look for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it up on YouTube right now. So if you want to see it, you can watch and go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. The false start is slight, but it is a false start. And even after the Chiefs complained last week about the false start penalties not being called, the NFL did not correct the situation. Fans and myself think this is the moment the NFL has switched to helping out Eagles with calls.
Okay.
Tony, are the Eagles the new Chiefs?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Chris, are the Eagles the new Chiefs?
You know, you keep bringing this up. I just want you to know that before you were born or when you were very young, the 49ers were the then Chiefs, and Joe Montana was the then Patrick Mahomes. Just understand.
Were they getting calls like this?
Either they were, or people perceived that they were, right? Because I'll go back to the 70s Dolphins. They were the team then. It always follows around the good teams. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that ironic? It's the best teams
like
that get the calls, and it's been this way forever. So, no, I, you know, it was a close. This was a very. You had to really slow it down almost to see it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I can get it, but I think it's bringing up a larger question, and I think they're going to revisit the tush push again, and I think that's what's going to happen here. Unfortunately, because I've been on the side of the Eagles the whole time, they can do it. Why penalize them? But I think the fact now that they are really the only team that can just get this almost every time, I think now people are starting to feel, right or wrong, that it is a bit of an unfair advantage. There was a time before Reggie Bush pushed Matt Leinart into the end zone where this was completely and totally illegal to help a runner. And I don't know that the NFL may not think about going back to that rule, and that would then eliminate the tush push. Because I'm getting the feeling that it's getting a little louder and louder now.
I don't think Chris watched Adam Scheffler on Sunday morning talk about a lot of the teams are saying that
You know, somebody has to write this rule, this kind of thing in where you debate whether they have a rule.
Right.
The gentleman who did it for the Packers last year retired, and it doesn't sound like there's an appetite for someone
somebody
to write the rule.
Okay,
not only that, they're saying it's not even guaranteed that it's going to get a vote this
right.
next coming offseason.
Yeah.
So I thought I heard Teddy Bruschi kind of put it best. He said this is the ultimate flex for a football team. They're always looking for something like this to hold over other teams, and the fact that you have 31 other teams, I shouldn't say 31, about half of them complaining about not being able to stop your play, it's like an ultimate mental victory for the Eagles every time they walk on the field. They know, and you know, they're going to run that play, and they know that you know mm-hmm. you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And so I think whether it ends up getting, you know, cast aside as a bad illegal play eventually, I think that'll remain to be seen. But it doesn't sound like it's going to happen this coming
season. No, not this season. Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Well, between Lane Johnson and the tush push false starts, they literally false start on every play.
And
maybe
far,
I should take out the word literally because they might have one that they didn't.
No, as far as I know, the 49ers and other NFC teams ought to just pack in the season because they've already decided that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
With that offense?
According to you.
With that offense?
According to you.
Number three.
Buccaneers quarterback.
You mean the offense that you're complaining that is dominating offenses
what
right
do you
now?
Mean? Yeah, what's the matter with the Eagles' offense?
Until about like the midway through the third quarter, they hadn't even thrown a touchdown pass in the season.
Yeah,
they
have ended now. Up with like 30
and they,
points.
They didn't seem to need one, did they?
NFL helped them a little bit with that false start.
Okay.
Buccaneers quarterback. I just hate the Eagles. They're
yes,
my new.
You do.
They're my new team. It's the
yes.
Eagles and the Chiefs. I just can't stand. And it's only because they're good. Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield didn't hold back when asked about the significance of a 29-27 victory over the Jets on Sunday. He specifically pointed to Steve Wilks, the Jets defensive coordinator who cut the quarterback when he was coach of the Carolina Panthers, as to why it was so special. Mayfield said after the game, quote, "I loved it. And also, their D coordinator was the one that cut me in Carolina." But we're going to go back to the Browns because they're still searching for a quarterback that can lead this franchise. Chris,
this is the Browns.
Yeah, how do the Browns get into
this? Well, the Browns got into this because
he's angry at the Browns now because
they beat
the Packers and eliminated him from
the survivor pool. That is true. Come
it's
on,
funny
Packers.
How this all goes full circle.
No.
Never fail. No.
I always thought that the Browns unfairly jettisoned Baker Mayfield from their team. And
right.
so I felt like they put all the blame on him.
Okay.
He ends up going in middling places for a few years. Now he's with the Bucks, and he's great.
Okay.
So, Chris, did the Browns ultimately make that mistake by letting him go?
Well, apparently so. But they're not the first team ever to do this. The Miami Dolphins, I believe, when Drew Brees was let go by the Chargers,
yes, they did.
Had their choice. In fact, it wasn't even
Mr.
really
Saban.
A choice. Drew Brees begged Nick Saban to go down to Miami and
Lou
be the
Saban.
Yeah, he's an older coach. Drew Brees begged Nick Saban to go to Miami, and Nick Saban said, "I don't think so." And the Miami Dolphins went for Dante Culpepper. And the organization has never been the same. So, and the Dolphins also drafted Tua over Herbert. And you could go on and on, all these mistakes that other teams make.
Man,
so
that one's really looking rough.
Yeah, it's not looking good either. anyway, so yes, I think they did. And by the way, I couldn't be happier for a guy that gets cut unceremoniously from a bad coach on a bad team
for Odell Beckham Jr.
and then gets a chance to come back around and win. And I think he had every right to call this guy out and get the
poor
win.
Odell
like that.
Beckham Jr. What?
He got cut right after his dad started like complaining about the quarterback play in Cleveland.
No, but that coach wasn't coaching the Browns.
No, but that's not
he
what
coaching
cut him
the
from the Panthers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
misunderstood. What
anyway,
you
good for Baker Mayfield.
Trying to bring Beckham in this, and his father in this.
Leave old Beckham alone for a change. And by the way, we mentioned it earlier in the good and the bad and the ugly. I think Mayfield's a top contender for MVP through three games. The way he's rallied
Absolutely.
His team.
Yeah, I can't disagree. Tony, did Browns make a mistake by letting Baker go?
Yeah, of course they did. They gave up on him too early. They suffer from the same thing all our teams suffer from. Not having any patience. And the fact that their leadership was already you know, in flux as it was and not the greatest, they should have had even more patience. Just to defend Saban, because I heard him actually talk about this.
Breeze was coming off of an injury. Is that what
he was?
He
was coming off of a really bad horrific
injury.
Shoulder
injury.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
That being said, Saban was on board with it. It was the team doctor who was there's no way you can sign this guy to whatever deal.
That's what you get for listening to a doctor,
man. Dr. Dolphin.
And he
Dr.
did say
Dolphin.
He did say he ultimately had the choice to overrule him, but he decided to play
the noise
by the
was
book.
Really loud, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They walked over, the GM walked over to the Dolphin tank and was like, Mr. Dolphin, do you think Drew Brees' shoulder's going to hold up? Can't sign him.
No.
Can't sign him.
They took that to mean a no, yeah.
Can't sign him. I think there was only like two or three teams. I know the Dolphins and the Saints
were
interested.
I thought it was those two.
So it's not like they really missed because only every other team missed.
Yeah, but
but they had him in. He was literally begging to go to Miami, though.
I mean, Tampa Bay had Steve Young and ended up letting him roll over to the 49ers where he went to be into the Hall of Fame. I mean, you know, there's stories like this all over the map.
Sure.
Number two.
All right. Arch Manning and the Texas Longhorns took care of business 55-0 over Sam Houston State on Saturday. But many fans are looking at Arch Manning for something he did after he ran the second touchdown of the game in. What? What was Tony laughing about?
You just go ahead.
I'm going to put it on YouTube. You can search 973 The Fan again if you want to see this. But Arch runs the ball in the end zone, then stands over a Sam Houston State player, and then continues to go at the player as he walks off the field. And if you're seeing it right now, it seems a little hollow that Arch Manning's doing this with his team. You know, he hasn't been playing great. So fans are like, hey, this is not cool. You're just standing over a guy because you're going to get an easy win and you're able to do something great. Tony, is Arch flexing?
He's pretty fired up, man. Look at him coming off the field for those on the YouTube. I mean, there was something here, I think. But
there was something here. So it wasn't even like he ran over the guy, but he stands over him, blah, 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 blah. Tony, did Arch do anything wrong here?
I mean, no. This is light work. I think, to Chris's point, I think he's just fired up. You kind of mentioned he hasn't played up to the level of expectation. He runs one in and get a little chance to kind of flex a little bit. It's not the best look. You can get you 15 yards, I think, ultimately for taunting, right? That's probably the only issue I really have. These guys do this every week. I'm sure the next touchdown had something similar as well. I don't know if it was him or somebody else, but I don't know. I don't know if I've just become I just don't have any.
You're not phased by this stuff
phased
anymore,
because
right?
I feel like we see it like
pretty
all
much.
The time. And so to me, that one was light. We've seen much worse that have led to like fisticuffs. That was just kind of like him standing over him. You know, I don't know. I didn't see too much wrong.
The referee pulls him aside for some reason after, and he probably said, "It's against Sam Houston State. Calm down, buddy."
No, he didn't. Say
I don't
that.
Think
he
you're. See,
he
I think,
probably did what he should have done, which is, "Hey, man,
chill out."
You know.
But here's the thing: we don't know. I mean, this guy is number six. Was the guy? He's probably a safety or something. He's probably up on the line of scrimmage for the first quarter of the game.
Yeah.
Screaming at Arch Manning about, you know, the
very
golden
true.
Spoon in his mouth and the Heisman and all of this crap. You don't know what's being said down there.
It's true.
So you can only take so much of that if you're Arch Manning, and maybe you run the guy in for the touchdown, you let him know about it. I'm almost to the point now where I want my guys to celebrate like that, because otherwise I don't feel like they're really into it. You know, this is what's happening. I saw Jaylen Waddle get a touchdown a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't do his Waddle.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what's the matter? Like,
he's
are
sad.
You're not even, like, you know, getting fired up.
His team stinks.
Well, I don't know. I think that has something to do
with it. But that has something to do with it, doesn't it? It kind of sends that message.
Yeah.
So, I don't think this. I like Tony, man. This was light work. I think we're looking to pick on Arch Manning right now, and there's some things you can pick on him for, but I don't think that's it.
All right. I agree.
Number one.
The ACC fined Syracuse $25,000 and publicly reprimanded the school for faking injuries in their 34-21 win over Clemson. The ACC stated that Syracuse actions were, quote, unethical and contrary to the spirit of the rules, violating an NCAA rule against faking injuries to slow down play. Two players and a coach allegedly tried to gain an unmerited advantage by stopping the game for an injury timeout. Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik accused Syracuse of faking these injuries, which disrupted their tempo and rhythm. Chris, right. Do you agree with the fine here?
Well, I do, because the NCAA talked about this in the offseason. They said they're not going to allow this stuff anymore.
Because so of what happened with Lanning in Ohio State.
It's been happening over and over the last several years.
So Oregon and Ohio State.
They need to clean it up, and so I don't have a problem. But I'm glad you brought this up, because nowhere have I seen today the Oklahoma Sooners being fined for the very same thing that Syracuse was fined. And if you saw the Oklahoma-Auburn game, you may have read about this, but Oklahoma, with the ball on about the 30-yard line, Tony, their wide receiver started to walk off the field to the near sideline where Oklahoma's sideline was. And he had his head down, and he was clearly going out of the game. Except he didn't. He stopped right before the sideline, lined up. They snapped the ball. No one covered him. They threw the ball to him. Touchdown. Oklahoma ended up winning by 7. After the game, the SEC reprimanded those officials, because that is an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. You're not allowed to deceive the other team.
It wasn't like a trick play?
I've seen that trick play.
I have seen that too. There's a trick play, but then there's a deceiving the team. And I'm just telling you.
I'm not arguing.
I'm just trying to tell you, the broadcasters at the time, the referee, you know, they have the guest referee. He said it's totally illegal, should have been called. The SEC reprimanded the official, said it should have been called. Oklahoma, for its part, said, oh, we were just trying to pick up tempo. Well, that's a load of crap. I thought it was really, really unethical. I get trick plays. This was not a trick play. This was completely designed to deceive Auburn, and it worked. But they should have been flagged for it. And if you're going to fine Syracuse for clearly unethical behavior, I think you should do the same to Oklahoma.
I wonder if it's because the team officially complained, and that's why they got fined. And Tony right. Conferences.
Well,
too.
Auburn was complaining. Oh, the Auburn coach was losing his mind on the sidelines.
Did they put in an official complaint?
I don't know.
It's definitely a conference thing. You know, the SEC runs a completely different show than the ACC. Secondly, it just goes further to show you, I think, the SEC, they just want their teams to be, their top teams to be the top team.
Yes, right. Oklahoma's moved into the top 10 because of this
right.
win.
I shouldn't say guarantee you, but I feel like if they were a team that was down on, you know, on their luck, like they had been the previous couple of years, there might have been some ramifications to this, but you don't want to mess up that top spot or suspend somebody or force that team to lose, and now you're going to lose out on one of those playoff spots.
Let me ask you this, Tony, just as an aside to this this situation. And I think if you had seen the play live, kind of like I did.
Yeah, I didn't see the play.
Right,
so
I think everybody would have understood how unethical it looked, and then how Oklahoma was like, we didn't do anything type of thing. But where is the line now? Because we all want to get an edge. But do you feel okay with somebody doing actually something flat out unethical to win a game like that?
No,
because I don't.
I think that's no different than, like, I don't know, if for some reason you look like you were like faking an injury and then started lining up right as, you know, everybody's there. I think that if he was truly like looking like he was walking off.
Oh, yeah. He did. And, he was.
And, yeah, then, yeah, I think.
Scraby will find a video.
Unethical.
We'll put it up in a
little
while.
Yeah, we'll do it in a
everybody
little bit.
Can judge for themselves.
I didn't see this, but yes. All right. That's it for the Big Five. Padres need one more win to clinch a playoff
and
spot.
And then we play the mariachi music?
Yes, and then we play the mariachi music. All of that next hour. They're confirmed. Remember, Chris? They're confirmed into the playoffs.
That's it, yes.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.